Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. May I please speak with Thomas Washington?
This is he.
We're conducting a brief survey about important issues facing our nation, state, and local communities, and would like to get your opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote in the presidential, not in the Congress.
Okay, and which one should I record for you? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chances, or will not vote?
Definitely.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
25.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
6.
Okay. And thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Not very satisfied.
So, dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve the job, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And now here are some issues facing the country and your community that others say are important in deciding how they vote for president. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 again how important an issue it is to you. You said 10 if it's the most important issue in deciding how you vote for president. A 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all in deciding how you vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is making housing more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important is that issue?
7.
Creating more jobs and raising wages. From 0 to 10?
Also 7.
And the last 3, reforming the criminal justice system to address intensive reform, hold back cops accountable, and stop racial profiling. From 0 to 10?
10.
And the last 2, improving K-12 public school education.
Public school education, I'd say it's about a 6.
6. And the last one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Hell yeah, it's an 8.
Okay. And how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, just somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
I don't know. I mean,
maybe somewhat worried or not the worst.
Yeah, somewhat worried, yeah.
Just somewhat, okay. And yeah. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose 2, okay? I have a lack of economic opportunity and jobs in your community, a lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, rising crime and violence, or cuts to social safety nets like Social Security and Medicare. Remember, you may choose 2.
I think the first 2 you said.
A lack of economic opportunities and jobs, okay. And one more or just that? Or lack of quality education opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, those two. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The person is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Joe Biden?
Like a 3.
3. Donald Trump? from 0 to 100?
50.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100?
30.
Cornel West.
I know the name. I'm not familiar with him though.
Okay. Mandela Burns. Do you recognize the name Mandela Burns?
No, I don't know who it is.
Tammy Baldwin. How would you rate Tammy Baldwin? No, okay. MAGA Republicans in general. How would you rate MAGA Republicans?
Low.
From 0 to 100?
0 to 100. Okay. I don't know.
You may use any number between 0 to 100.
So 0 is like they're the worst. Yeah,
zero means very unfavorable.
Zero.
Is that a zero?
Let's say like a 10, yeah.
10, okay. The next one, the NAACP. How would you rate the NAACP from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. And the Democratic Party in general from 0 to 100?
30.
30. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you for your time. I know it is a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If the elections were held today.
Who am I asking again?
Jill Stein, Independent, Cornel West, Independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Joe Biden, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Probably on RFK.
I'm sorry?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy, okay? And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, just some, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
And I'm going to read you a list of characteristics of or values that others have used to describe President Biden. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how much you agree with that description. Use a 10 if you strongly agree that it describes Biden, 5 if you somewhat agree, and 0 if you don't agree that it describes Biden at all. The first one, he fights for issues important to African Americans. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree?
0.
His policies and politics aren't that different from Donald Trump. Agree or disagree with that? From 0 to 10.
Okay.
0.
Is it still speaking in there?
Understands the problems and concerns of people like you. 10 minutes. From 0 to 10.
Because we've been 45 minutes and I have to wait a
long time. 0.
Is a strong leader. From 0 to 10. Agree or disagree with that?
2.
He's too old to be president. Agree or disagree? 10.
He's way too old.
And the last one, has the right approach on gun issues.
Gun issues? You see the thing about bump stocks? I guess it was Congress.
But from 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
I haven't really done anything. I guess a 1. Yeah.
1? Okay. And now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A says that if elected, they will fight back against Republicans who want to take away our rights and freedoms. They will stand up for abortion and reproductive rights, champion voting rights, and oppose any attempt to censor free speech or ban protests. Or candidate B. Candidate B says that if elected, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on fighting for our rights and freedom, or candidate B, who is focused on jobs and affordability?
B.
much more with B or just somewhat more with candidate B?
Somewhat more. I agree with a lot of stuff A says, but I think okay. more.
And okay. lastly, this is basically, This is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it's very convincing reasons to vote. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reasons to vote in the 2024 presidential election. The first one, Biden is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. If you want more jobs and lower costs, it's Biden who is fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
Not super convincing.
Is that a 0?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last 3, Joe Biden is putting the government on the side of working people. He's the first president in history to walk a big picket line and always stand up for workers' rights. Biden has put millions of Americans back to work, rebuilding our infrastructure and bringing supply chains back to the U.S. Change doesn't happen overnight, but things are beginning to move in the right direction, and we can't go back to the chaos and pro-big corporation policies of the past. We have to keep moving forward for working people. From 0 to 10, how convincing reasons to vote in 2024 elections?
Two.
And the last 2, Joe Biden is not a loud leader. He doesn't grandstand or tweet all day, but he is fighting for justice, equality, and the things that matter most to us. He used an executive order to ban no-knock warrant to stop the proliferation of for-profit prisons. He's nominated more minorities and women to the federal circuit judges than any other president. He nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court and has doubled the enforcement staff for voting rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
That was like a 6, 7.
And the last one, when we come together, our vote has power. It isn't always clear how voting helps us, but when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
That was a 7. That's good.
Okay. Thank you. And now let me ask you if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Probably Trump.
And sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Say 5.
Okay, and I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Apple News, yes or no?
No.
Twitter, yes or no?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
And TikTok?
Yes.
Okay, and the last 2 questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Nope.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.